Assalamualaikum dan salam sejahtera. Anda sedang menonton Awani Pagi bersama saya Nur Syazwani Sapusyam dan juga rakan penyampai Gigi Ahmad. Hari ini selebriti Selasa, kami akan menampilkan seorang selebriti yang sebenarnya tidak asing lagi dalam dunia hiburan. Walaupun beliau pernah mengejutkan dunia hiburan dengan berita persaraannya, namun nama selebriti ini tetap menjadi bualan ramai dan kini Shazrina Azman atau lebih dikenali dengan nama Miss Nina aktif dalam kegiatan dakwah dan cukup terkenal sebagai aktivis Muslimah. Gigi.
Ya, terbaru Miss Nina melancarkan aplikasi mudah alih berkonsepkan gaya hidup Muslim yang diberi nama Qalbi App. Untuk bercerita lanjut di sebalik penghijrahan Miss Nina dari dunia hiburan ke kegiatan dakwah, kita terus bersama Miss Nina yang sudah bersedia di talian Skype. Miss Nina, selamat pagi. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam. Selamat pagi. Morning.
Miss Nina, mungkin boleh terangkan terlebih dahulu apa itu aplikasi Qalbi ini?
Okay, so bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Qalbi app is aplikasi for the Muslims all around the world. So it's a Islamic lifestyle app yang basically focuses on developing iman inside the heart through the different features that we have. So the main focus of Qalbi app is to spread the love of Islam and Quran in every heart and every hand. And of course, we're living in a world today that is very busy. Sekarang ni kita sangat busy dengan kerja, dengan the phone, with so many distractions that many of us don't take the time to stop and reflect and actually use our hearts to reflect and introspect. So hopefully, inshallah, with this app, people will be able to boost their iman by, inshallah, remembering about Islam, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Qalbi app, inshallah, is a super app. We are in our first phase sekarang. Tapi insyaAllah kita akan ada beberapa phase lagi, insyaAllah. So yes, I'm very excited. And just to let you know, Qalbi actually maknanya ialah my heart, which is hati saya. Like my heart, your heart. Because that's what matters. Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala will not look at our actions, tapi dia akan tengok kita punya amal, kita punya deeds, kita punya ikhlas dalam hati. So that's why I call the app Qalbi.
Sina, kita juga nak tahulah apa agaknya idea dan juga bagaimana tercetusnya idea untuk membangunkan aplikasi ini.
Okay, so aplikasi ini Qalbi was actually inspired by I think in 2019 I was doing my class tafsir, class to Quran, ta'lim al-Quran, and I was inspired because alhamdulillah throughout the years saya ada banyak belajar pasal Islam. And saya rasa macam, okay, I have so much knowledge here. What am I going to do with it? So I was inspired from my classes to actually do something with this knowledge. And I thought to myself, okay, why not kita pakai something that will, a medium that will reach more people. Dia akan, dia laju. This medium is laju. And what is the best medium? It is technology. So I thought, okay, let's come up with an app so that I can share everything that I learned all these years, and inshallah to inspire people to get closer to Allah, because my main mission is da'wah with Qalbi. My intention is not for anything else, tapi saya nak berda'wah sahaja, inshallah. So yeah, it was definitely inspired daripada kelas tafsir.
Ya, Miss Nina, bercakap mengenai perkara itu, apa mungkin terkandung dalam Qalbi ini? Atau kita tahu kalbu, kalau dalam bahasa Melayu itu, kalau daripada hasrat hati, daripada dalam hati itu kalbu, kan? Mungkin kalbu. Apa yang mungkin terkandung dalam aplikasi Qalbi ini sendiri? Adakah petikan-petikan Al-Quran itu sendiri atau quotes untuk kita meneruskan pekerjaan seharian ke atau bagaimana?
Yes, all of that you said, quotes, kita ada inspirasi, daily inspiration, kita ada reflections dengan gems, everything to do about Islam, we have waktu solat, kita ada kiblat, kita ada Quran, and translation Quran pun ada bahasa English, bahasa Malaysia, bahasa Indonesia. We have pelbagai doa-doa that you can read pagi dan petang, malam, sebelum tidur, anytime, there's a doa for everything. We also have e-journal. So e-journaling ni ialah a part of Qalbi whereby you can actually fill in your calendar and you can type in you punya reflections, you punya notes, apa-apa lagi nak belajar, apa-apa lagi nak reflect, you can write it in this e-journal. And also we have a special section called Ilm Finder. Ilm Finder tu ialah basically kalau siapa-siapa nak mencari ilmu, kelas ilmu, they will have one section whereby you can scroll through and adalah classes yang ada di Malaysia dan also classes yang ada di online. So so it's quite interesting because kita punya app ni we're more focused on education. Kita memang nak share mainly on education about Islam, insyaAllah.
Ya, yeah, bagaimana ia berfungsi? Dia akan ada pop-up macam dekat notification ke atau bagaimana untuk petikan-petikan itu atau dia akan perlu dilayari sentiasa?
So dia ada pop-ups. InsyaAllah every day kita ada 3 times a day, 3 kali in the day, pop-ups pagi, petang dan malam. And the app usually once you dah buka app tu, dia akan load and then every day dia akan have something yang baru. Every day dia akan ada quote yang baru, ada post yang baru, classes yang baru. So every day you kena refresh you punya feed, you kena refresh you punya app. So you kena close and open again setiap hari lah. So most of the time I realize yang ramai lalunya suka pakai app kerana dia nak cari time nak solat, bila nak solat, kan kiblat dekat mana. So these two are the most popular and also I think yang paling popular juga is Quran. Orang nak dengar Quran, orang nak baca Quran. So this app is very easy, sangat-sangat mudah nak pakai. And so far, Alhamdulillah, dia punya mechanics, dia punya function is quite smooth lah. Tapi insyaAllah, sebelum Ramadan, kita akan launch another phase of Qalbi app, phase 2. So basically here, kita akan ada upgraded features. InsyaAllah, everything akan jadi more smooth, lagi cepat, lagi laju. There will be macam insyaAllah, bahasa Malaysia language. So and we're hoping to go for bahasa Indonesia juga. Tapi yang itu maybe end of the year insyaAllah.
Sebelum kita bercerita lanjut berkenaan dengan aplikasi Qalbi ini, mungkin dengan siapa Miss Nina bekerjasama rapat dan mungkin adakah pembangunan aplikasi ini mahal dan sebagainya. Tapi kita juga nak tahulah Miss Nina, kalau boleh Miss Nina ceritakan sedikitlah pengalaman perhijrahan daripada kita tahu menjadi seorang penyanyi sebelum ini, kini adalah seorang aktivis yang banyak menceritakan dan juga mendakwah dalam Islam ini. Kongsikan sedikit pengalaman itu Miss Nina.
Okay, so basically, cerita dia panjang tapi I will try to keep it short. So bismillahirrahmanirrahim, so basically, as most of you may know, my stage name is Ms. Nina and I've been in the entertainment industry dah lama dah, daripada when I was like maybe 16 and sampai until I was 33 years old, 33 tahun. And within those years of entertainment, basically in the beginning of my life, sebenarnya I'm a born Muslim. Tapi saya memang tak practice Islam daripada kecil. Not because of anything. Memang Alhamdulillah my parents memang they brought me to Quran class semua ada. Tapi saya yang tak nak. Saya yang macam malas nak belajar. So when I was young as a teenager into my adulthood, basically my religion, saya punya agama ialah music dan entertainment. Itulah agama saya. Everything that I did kerana, bukan kerana Allah tetapi kerana music and entertainment. Kerana I wanted to fulfill my desires. Saya nak memang I want to fulfill my nafs kan. So I live my life that way for a long time. Until, long story cut short, my brother passed away, arwah abang saya, Syahas, 2007 macam tu. And bila dia meninggal, basically that woke me up lah. It was a wake-up call for me. And I started to slowly berubah. I started to slowly hijrah. Tapi step by step. Time tu saya memang tak sembahyang lima waktu, saya tak pakai hijab. You know, saya tak konsisten kan. Tapi that time, Alhamdulillah, through this calamity, Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala granted me iman in my heart and I started to belajar sekali lagi macam mana nak sembahyang, macam mana nak berdoa, macam mana nak bertaubat. Tapi yang the pinnacle, the high point of my hijrah, I have to say, is definitely bila saya when I went for Hajj in 2013 with my husband Noh and my mother and a few of my aunties and my sister. So bila pergi Hajj, that was when I realized what is it, apalah maknanya to become a Muslim, who is a Muslim kan. So from Hajj, saya memang belajar banyak. Memang saya tak tahu apa-apa pun that time. So, I memang observe banyaklah apa orang buat. Macam mana nak baca Quran, kan. So, I started to learn slowly. And on the day of Arafat, that's when I felt, okay, sekarang ni I am just a Muslim. I am nobody. You know, sebelum hijrah, sebelum, you know, what the entertainment industry does sometimes is that it make you feel like you are better than everybody else. You rasa macam, oh, I sangat bagus, I'm better than you, so I worship myself lah macam tu. Tapi after Hajj, you know, I realized we are nobody. I am nobody. Who am I? I am nobody when it comes to Allah. I am just a slave. I am just a humble Allah. And Allah is my Lord. So when I went for Hajj, my ego broke down. Saya punya ego memang started to you know, come off. The realization of saya kenali siapa Allah. Who is actually Allah? And who am I? So daripada sana, Alhamdulillah, I made the intention, saya punya niat, saya nak balik Malaysia to be a completely different person. Saya tak nak jadi Miss Nina yang dulu. Saya nak jadi Miss Nina yang baru. And Alhamdulillah, daripada sana, Allah mudahkan semua. He did it so easy for me. Alhamdulillah, I was able to let go of my previous career, which was, you know, in the entertainment industry. I was able to let go macam-macam project. And then, Alhamdulillah, sampai sekarang, saya dah pakai hijab. So, itulah, hijrah ni is a journey yang is not macam you akan hijrah overnight. You know, it doesn't happen that way. Dia akan ambil masa. And everybody, all of us have our own journey. Kita ada kita punya own timing dengan our own journey toward Allah SWT. So in a nutshell, you know, cut long story short, that's my hijrah story lah sikit-sikit.
Baik, satu kisah yang sangat indah sekali Chan Zuan ni. Kita pun tersentuh mendengar kisah tersebut. Dan yang pastinya perhijrahan Miss Nina pada satu masa ketika dulu diterima baik oleh peminat-peminat industri hiburan khususnya. Dan pastinya kita banyak lagi nak bercerita mengenai Miss Nina, bagaimana penghijrahan beliau ini dan juga pendekatan beliau dalam keagamaan dan juga dalam membawakan dakwah-dakwah Islam ini kepada aplikasi yang boleh memberi kegunaan kepada orang ramai di luar sana. Baik, kita berhenti berehat seketika, kembali selepas ini.
Baik, bertemu kembali dalam Awani Pagi di mana segmen Celebrity Selasa hari ini kami menampilkan Miss Nina untuk membawakan kisah-kisah di sebalik penghijrahan beliau dan juga pembikinan aplikasi Qalbi. Dan kita nak kembali bersama dengan Miss Nina. Miss Nina, kita juga nak tahulah adakah pembikinan aplikasi ini, pembangunannya, adakah ada agamawan yang terlibat sama, kerana kita tahu ini adalah berkenaan dengan agama, waktu solat, bacaan Al-Quran dan sebagainya.
Yes, Alhamdulillah, Qalbi app ada a panel of Islamic institutions, Islamic schools that have joined us, and we even signed an MOU with Pertubuhan Al-Qadim, and we have also Al-Huda International, who is also a part of our partnership when it comes to ilm and knowledge. We are also partners with Academy Darul Tauhid for checking of Quran, and a number of other institutions like Aries University, Malaysia, and sebagainya. And so basically, you know, I feel it is very important to have good sources or references, because these places, Alhamdulillah, are the places that I have gone to for studies. Saya belajar Quran, saya ambil the Islamic diploma. And every time kita come up with something new daripada for the app, they will always basically check kita orang lah kalau ada apa yang salah, especially with the Quran, because Quran in terms of the digital space is still something that is still new. And the beauty of the Quran is that the Quran is unchanged and it is preserved in the way that it has been for thousands of years. So kita punya, our responsibility is to make sure that it is as perfect and as precise as possible. So alhamdulillah, we've gone through a few phases of checking and checking, and in fact kita punya checking of Quran dengan doa semua ni is consistent. It's consistent. So anytime kita ada nampak flaw, glitch ke apa, kita kan straight away fix it. Yes, I feel that we have also posted this on our social medias, our different partners that we have. And alhamdulillah, I'm very blessed to have them on board. And alhamdulillah, we also have many scholars from all around the world who support our mission. And alhamdulillah, from time to time, they also share Dorang punya videos of dakwah and of education. So yes, we have quite a number of institutions that are linked to Qalbi app. Alhamdulillah.
Ya, Miss Nina, dengan pembangunan aplikasi Qalbi ni secara terus, Miss Nina dikenali ataupun kita boleh gelarkan sebagai technopreneur, kan? Kerana membangunkan aplikasi Qalbi. Ya, kalau kita melihat juga dari segi sebab kita tidak dapat melihat banyak selebriti membangunkan ataupun melancarkan aplikasi-aplikasi seperti yang dilakukan anda. Dari segi sokongan itu bagaimana kalau kita nak tahu agensi-agensi berkaitan, sokongan daripada agensi-agensi berkaitan seperti sokongan kerajaan dalam pembangunan aplikasi seperti Qalbi ni. Mungkin prosesnya itu boleh Miss Nina ceritakan.
Okay, proses ya. So basically, process year took us about 1 year for the conceptualize nak cari the right team to join us, and also especially the development team in terms of tech development. After a while, I think it took us macam 2 tahun macam tu to get our first phase 2 tahun lebih macam tu. We decided that in terms of technology, it's important to actually have our own team. So alhamdulillah, we have developed kita orang punya own tech team in-house. And we find that in this way, when we do our own technology, inshallah, it is easier to control. Dia lagi laju, lagi lancar, you know, in terms of kalau kita nak fix any bugs. If we work with, let's say, outside parties, mungkin dia akan take time, you know. It's not immediate, you believe fix everything. And at the same time, we really emphasize on making sure that we protect the data that we have. Very, very, very. That's like one of my most important points, especially with my partner juga. We want to protect our members' punya data. And at the same time, we want to make sure that there will be no ads juga. So in terms of developing this app, it's definitely a learning curve for me because I'm a first timer also in the tech industry. So I learned a lot, mashallah, tabarakallah, alhamdulillah, from all of the people that I've met in the industry, you know, my business partners, also from the tech developers and all the different companies that we have worked with juga. It's still a work in progress. Actually kita sangat baru, we're very new. In fact, this is my first major interview, okay? ever since the launch of the app. Dia macam kita launch, tapi actually we're in beta stage. Beta stage ni is actually testing. Kita nak test dulu. Alhamdulillah, even though it's still in the testing stage, ramai yang macam sokong, a lot of people support. From all around the world, mainly daripada Malaysia, and I think inshallah just before Ramadan ke selepas Ramadan we're going to go all out with promoting the app inshallah. So maybe tak ramai orang tahu, tak ramai kenal aplikasi Qalbi app yet, tapi inshallah hopefully after this ramai akan kenal, ramai akan download inshallah. Because at this point, alhamdulillah, this aplikasi is free. In terms of getting support, I think so far, alhamdulillah, semuanya positive. Everyone that has approached me, everyone who has commented, anyone who has spoken to me, they have been very supportive. Even, you know, alhamdulillah, my family, dengan, all of my friends and everyone has been very supportive. So yes, alhamdulillah.
Miss Nina, kami juga dapat soalan yang diajukan di media sosial di mana ada yang bertanyakan bagaimana dengan harga ataupun adakah mahal sebenarnya untuk develop aplikasi ini?
I think yes. To develop an app, saya pun baru belajar lah. It's actually quite an expensive investment. Tetapi I always go back to the intention. Kenapa kita nak buat aplikasi ini? And then of course, alhamdulillah, we have our investors who believe in our mission. And you know, when we invest in technology to spread da'wah, inshallah, it's not just untuk dunia, tetapi it's also untuk akhirat. So yes, it is expensive, but I think it's worth it, inshallah.
Yeah, Miss Nina, kenapa menggunakan aplikasi untuk tujuan berdakwah? Kerana kita tahu Miss Nina boleh juga popular, boleh menggunakan populariti itu untuk sama ini pun menggunakan nama Miss Nina untuk menjalankan kerja-kerja dakwah, tetapi kemudian beralih kepada aplikasi. Mengapa? Bagaimana keputusan ini dapat dibuat?
Okay. So basically, as you all know, kita kan semua suka pakai phone. We like to use apps, and I find that kadang-kadang I want to have an app that has everything that I like inside it. Kadang-kadang kita ada banyak app, just one specific app for one thing. Macam one app untuk Quran, satu app untuk doa, satu app untuk solat waktu. So actually, what I wanted was a Made in Malaysia app yang ada semua features, everything inside it. And it is something that can, is easy, dia senang untuk everybody, walaupun you are young, even if you are young, ataupun when you are, if you are elderly, when you are old, kan? So, I wanted to have an app that had everything in it. Kalau tak, nak kena cari, nak kena, you know, this and that. And then at the same time, on my social media, ramai yang tanya, Miss Nina belajar kat mana? Mana kelas Quran? Mana kelas ini? Mana kelas itu? And I was like, imagine I have to DM one by one. You know, I kelas ni, kelas tu, I have to cut and paste. So I thought, okay, why not kita letak everything dalam satu app? Kalau you nak cari apa-apa, go to Call B app. It's all there.
Miss Nina, kita juga difahamkan bahawa Miss Nina ada menghasilkan sebuah buku iaitu Light for the Lost Soul. Apa ceritanya, Miss Nina?
So, alhamdulillah, Light for the Lost Soul, we have just launched the pre-order and it is a book that is about the qalb, hati. And alhamdulillah, mashallah, everything is related, kan? Qalbu, Light for the Lost Soul. and it's a little bit about my hijrah. Ada kisah hijrah, but more so it is the story selepas hijrah. What did I do selepas hijrah? And what I did was I learned. I went for Islamic retreats. I went for classes, and I was inspired also by a program that I did with my other company, whereby we did a program with Ustazah Yasmin Mujahid. And through all these different classes, I compile a lot of notes. I belajar banyak, and what I did was in this book, I share my reflections and what I learned daripada these classes, daripada that time until hari ini. And also I share my reflections, have some poetry. And so it is, inshallah, a book that will inspire people to begin your journey of hijrah kepada Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kembali kepada Allah. That is the main message. And it's about purifying the heart, because kita punya, we live in a life sekarang that our hearts are so macam, you know, clogged dengan benda-benda yang macam tak bagus. Things like macam jealousy, envy, kita judge, kita criticize. I mean, if you look at our internet, how we are, kan? What people like to write, you can see that the heart needs a lot of purification. It needs to cleanse itself. As much as we mandi hari-hari, kita pun kena mandikan hati kita. So that is what the heart is about. The book is about Light for Lost Soul. So inshallah, I hope everyone can take a look at it and hopefully benefit from it, inshallah.
Ya, pastinya perhijrahan atau perjalanan perhijrahan Miss Nina ni memberi inspirasi kepada ramai pihak di luar sana, dan pendekatan Miss Nina kepada Islam juga turut mencetuskan inspirasi ataupun kekaguman di luar sana. Miss Nina, kita tak ada masa yang banyak, mungkin di kesempatan ini Miss Nina boleh berikan ucapan kepada mereka yang mengikuti Miss Nina dan juga yang mengidolakan cita-cita atau perjalanan Miss Nina ke arah pendakwahan Islam ini.
Okay, so bismillah. I think first and foremost, to everyone who's watching right now, alhamdulillah, jazakallah khairan semua, everybody, thank you for watching and also for supporting myself and Colby and everything that I've been doing. And my advice, I think my message to everyone who is struggling in their journey, I just want to mention and remind myself that every time, every day, wake up in the morning and always think about your intention. What is my intention? What is my why am I doing what I'm doing today? So go back to your niyat. You know, always mm-hmm. make sure that we try to fix it and make it kerana Allah. Not for kerana dunia, tapi kerana Allah. Every single day. Kerana, because our niyat akan go in and out. It's going to go up and down. It's going to change all the time. That's the heart, kan? So always go back to your niyat. Kalau you nak kembali kepada Allah, always make it sincerely. Ikhlas kerana Allah, insyaAllah. So that's my main message. And for everyone who wants to know more information about Qalbi, about my book, about everything else that I do, insyaAllah, go to my my Instagram, official Miss Nina. You can also go to Qalbi app Instagram. You can go to our Twitter account, inshallah, and download the app if you can. We're free on Apple and also on Android, inshallah. So yes, thank you so much, jazakallah khair, for having me.
Baik, terima kasih Miss Nina atas perkongsian cerita-cerita di sebalik penghijrahan Miss Nina dan juga pembikinan aplikasi Qalbi. Dan saya pasti ramai yang terinspirasi dengan cerita-cerita yang dikongsikan oleh Miss Nina sebentar tadi. Itu sahaja masa yang kami ada untuk segmen Selebriti Selasa hari ini. Saya Nur Syazwani Safisham.
Saya Jijik Ahmad. Terima kasih kerana menonton. Jumpa lagi.